What's happening in the property rental space? I wonder if you're a landlord or if you're a tenant, and we want your calls, particularly pertaining to the kind of rentals that we see and the payment of these rentals come month end. The latest TPN Rental Monitor report reveals interesting trends that are emerging from the data analysis of tenants' overall credit health. And I wonder if what we see in the economy is reflected in these trends. They have this rental monitor report that they've issued, and as a specialist in the rental, the property rental space, this report shows that there is a fall in the number of tenants who pay rent on time. So what is going on, and how are landlords dealing with all of this? If there is a default, what are you to do, and why are we seeing this particular trend? Joining us for this is Michelle Dickens. She's the MD of Tenant Profile Network, that's TPN. And we also have our lines open to you on 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs. As we look at this property rental space and all the various dynamics. Michelle, a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, Azania. Thanks for having me.
Now, this report was very, very interesting. Just give us some of the insights, because I see that there's some positives and there's some areas of concern.
Sure. So TPN collects data on how tenants pay their rents nationally around the country. Mm-hmm. And we break it down into different rental value bands. So your low-income tenants, your affordable tenants, high-income and premium tenants. But overall, we're seeing a decline in the tenants that are paying their rent on time and in full. And effectively, that's dropped from a high of about 72% right down to 65% at the moment. So that's a 12% decline over a two-year period.
Sure. But there are also positives, right, that we're seeing an increase in good-standing tenants.
So that's not to say that tenants aren't paying at all. What's happened is there's been a shift from paid on time into a paid, what is perceived to be a grace period payment or a paid late situation. And so overall, the decline of tenants in the did not pay category has only shifted from around about 5% to 6.5%. Mm-hmm. And the partial paid tenants is another problematic area where the tenants have shifted from about 8% to nearly 11%. Mm. So the challenge for the landlords then are to cash flow the property expenses between the payment due date of when the tenant's due to pay and when those expenses start to come off, like your levies, your bond repayments, et cetera, and then to manage the partial payments. And that's brought on, Azania, for things like utility expenses that have gone up way more than CPI. And so it's not necessarily just the rent that the tenants are struggling with, but it's those additional costs, the the additional water, the additional electricity. Mm-hmm. That have increased more than CPI.
Sure. So what are the best and worst performing categories? As you say, you look at different rental properties.
So our tenants that are finding it the most challenging to make their rental payments are our low income, below 3,000 rand per month rental payments. And that has dropped to 13% of tenants in the did not pay category, remembering that nationally it's 6%. So that's quite a big portion of the below 3,000 rand category. And only 1 in 2% are paying only 1 in 2 are paying their rent on time and in full. Mm-hmm. The other category that's quite a challenge at the moment is the more exclusive rentals, those above 25,000 rand per month. But it only makes up 1% of the market. So it's a really small portion of the market.
Yeah.
The sweet spot are 3 to 7,000 rand tenants. Mm-hmm. They make up 54% of the market share. And they're the best performing in terms of rent collection. And from an investor's perspective, those type of properties achieve the better gross residential yields. So your money is making more money.
Yes.
That market.
Oh, that's interesting. I want to come back to the lower segment, the 3,000 and less. Could this be tied to the type of job that someone is doing, the kind of skills that they have, and what the way in which they get the work?
Exactly correct. So when we see things like job losses, it's typically in the lower skilled, lower income type environments. Not only is it job losses, but it could be less work, less pay per hour, less number of hours that are being worked. Mm-hmm. And so that impacts, and when we see inflation, things like transport inflation, food inflation, it's going to impact on our lower income tenants more than it's going to impact on the middle to high income.
So why is it also happening in the higher bracket, 25,000 and above? Any insights on that?
So our 25,000 and above typically have a lot of credit, and so they could be more at risk for being over indebted in terms of other credit agreements that they might have as well.
Hmm. Let's go to Tato. Tato, you're a landlord. Good afternoon.
I'm a landlord.
Yes.
And I'm also an attorney by profession. Mm-hmm. So what I realize is with tenants, when you're searching for tenants, you sit with, because my property is bonded, the rent is 10,000 rand a month. And the property cost me 15,000 rand for the levies, the bond, and everything. Oof. So I really have a shortfall of 5,000 already. When I don't have a tenant, the shortfall then becomes even greater.
Yes, the full amount.
So I can't afford to sit for long waiting for an estate agent to find a tenant that qualifies. Mm. So what I do is I get the tenant, so long as they can qualify, they can afford to pay, even though on TPN, in terms of the scoring, they score low. And then I request a 2 months deposit. Mm-hmm. And then once the person is staying there, in the first month, they don't pay rent. I start immediately looking for a new tenant. And then I tell them, you must go out or else I'm going to throw you out. And because I'm an attorney, I don't prefer to use estate agents because I know the court process, which means you have to serve notice, give eviction. You can end up in court for 8 months trying to evict the tenant and mm-hmm. you're falling back on your bond. Mm-hmm. So I actually do not follow the law. Though when my clients come to me, I'll follow the law and the whole process for 6 months and so on. But when it's personally me, I tell my tenant, you've paid 2 months deposit. This is your last month. You're staying on half of your deposit now, which is 1 month deposit. At the end of the month, you must go. I've found someone else. And I throw them out. I tell them, if you don't go, I'm going to throw your things out. We cannot afford to. And unfortunately, the court process takes so long. So it's really hard for landlords. But at the same time, when you move, you try to, you know, acquire property. So yes. That's just my contribution as your question as to what do we do as landlords.
Yes. Did I hear you say that you're an attorney and you don't follow the law?
No, I will not sit for 8 months paying a bond and my tenant is living comfortably. The court process takes so long.
But you're an officer of the court.
And yes, which is why I follow the court rules for my client. But I'm not going to follow. Yes, I follow the court procedure if I'm representing you as my client. But if it's for me, I'm not going to fall
You can't get away with that. You cannot get away with that. So when it suits you, when it affects you, then what do you do when you say you don't quite follow what you would do for a client? What's the difference?
I tell the tenant, you at the end of the month, you must go out, right?
Versus what the estate agent would do.
I'm not going to serve you with a notice for eviction, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to go through, because what you do is you send them a letter to evict them.
Yeah.
Then you must go to court to apply for a court date, to apply for an eviction, and they must come to court and defend themselves. They can tell the magistrate, I'm still looking for a job. The magistrate can then give them 2 months mm-hmm. to stay in your property while the bond still expects you to pay. Mm-hmm. So I tell them, you better be out by the end of the month. If you're not out, I'm going to come here, I'm going to unlock, and I'm going to throw your things in the street, and I don't care what happens to them, and I'm going to lock the property.
Yeah, all right, Tato, thank you for your call. What an honest, what an admission, in fact, on how she approaches this particular problem. Michelle, it also gives us a sense of reality of the frustration that landlords feel, what they experience, because the court process, while it's taking place, you're not getting an income to pay that bond.
So, Zania, I'm just going to make two comments. The first is that not only is it against the court rules, it's a criminal offence to lock someone out of their property or to disconnect electricity. So you could end up with a 2-year jail term for such behaviour. Mm. Not something that I would risk personally. The second thing is that it's all about tenants, the quality of tenant that you put in.
Right.
And I think that it would be more prudent to select a really good quality tenant, because the majority of tenants that are applying are quality tenants. And so finding a quality tenant who has the affordability and the means for your particular property and has a history of rental payment behavior, to put that type of tenant in your property, The risk that you run if you don't follow that process is that a non-paying tenant, on average, you're going to need to send a 20 business day letter of demand before you can even cancel the lease. You can't start the eviction process until you've cancelled the lease and the tenant has refused to vacate at that point. And you're looking at a 2 to 3 month best case scenario to get your eviction order. So that's a 3 month process of non-payment whilst you're paying your expenses, whilst you're paying for an attorney to get involved.
Yeah. So we'll get into some of those nitty-gritties because there are lots of questions coming in, Michelle, but we do have to take a break. So stay with us. I'm chatting to Tenant Profile Network MD, Michelle Dickens. My, the time has run away with us and there's still so much to get through regarding this issue. And we have MD of Tenant Profile Network, Michelle Dickens, looking at the rental monitor report, which has shown that there's a fall in the number of tenants who pay rent on time. Charlene in Krugersdorp, hi. I'm going to ask you to be brief. Hi.
Sure. I'm a few properties
around.
And I'm not just you. As a tenant, it's very annoying. The absolute laws on the tenant side, you just have to pay your bond. They don't have to pay rent. They don't have to pay water night. You can't have it cut off, and you just pay and pay.
And they get to have free accommodation.
Pension fund, I'm going to sell them. And then what's going to happen? Because these people can't afford to unpay. Because they can't get bonds, but they don't want to pay your rent. I've got to pay a bond.
It is tough, Charlene, and that's the kind of feedback that I'm definitely getting. An unsigned one says, I'm with Tato on the eviction, even though it is wrong. Another one on Twitter says that I'm starting to sell my properties. I don't believe in, what does it say? I'm enough with investment property. I've been selling off my properties. Return makes little sense. Rather property unit trust, he says. Kenneth, good afternoon. How do you handle it?
Mine will be quite easy. In a sense that, there is no law against, against people signing more than one tenant.
Huh?
There is no law against that. If my property is big enough to accommodate more people, I'll just sign them in. But I'll make sure that the second tenant, they're as filthy as possible. Just make the other one uncomfortable to a point of him or her deciding to kick them out, and then I assist this other one to take this one to court.
Sure. It's complicated, Kenneth.
When they get to court, he says they are filthy, and I would say, but you are also not paying, so the two of you are actually the same to me.
Oh, that's Kenneth, and that's how he hedges his bets, splits up the place to be shared by a number of tenants. Michelle, we do have to wrap up, but landlords clearly are finding this to be very difficult. They're having a hard time. What advice do you have?
They are. The first is the last caller. There is a law against doing that. It's called spoliation. Ooh. You've got to give your tenant peaceful, undisturbed access to the property, and you have to go the legal process to get them out. But my strongest recommendation is to place a quality tenant. Tenants actually overall in the pyramid of payment scheme, your rent is the first thing that a tenant pays. The roof over their head, be it your home bond yourself or your rent, is the first account people pay. Then it's their vehicle, then it's their secured accounts, then it's their facilities, and then it's their unsecured.
All right.
So select a tenant who has a good history.
Thank you very much. That's MD of Tenant Profile Network. This report certainly made for really interesting reading.